This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wow. Wednesday, May the 6th, my dream has come true. I'm on the radio. Woo! And so here we are on the DJB program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer, do you want to wade into the significance of this song being played and why it has value today, given what happened yesterday?
Live and Let Die.
Yes.
What happened yesterday? I don't know. It's a riddle.
Really?
What happened?
Oh, I thought you'd know. That was the music that was playing as the president toured the factory that was making
Honeywell
masks. Yes.
I didn't catch that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, see, now you learned something from me.
Why was that playing?
I know. That seems a little...
I was wondering that myself.
Jeez.
Yeah. If we don't play, maybe that's the significance of I've never seen Donald Trump smile. Has anybody ever seen him smile?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. I've never seen him smile. He always gets that.
He smiles at himself all the time. Whenever he gives himself praise, he always smiles. He does.
Victoria. Anyway, so he's in Phoenix visiting this facility. There are a lot of people who were scratching their head wondering why Live and Let Die was playing.
I wonder if that was by mistake or if it was purposeful.
I don't know, but it was loud.
It's
that's
a very
sure.
odd choice if that's,
right.
I mean, really?
Anyway, so this is a Honeywell factory that produces masks worn by medical workers. These masks have been, they're making them at the MyPillow factory. They're still, I thought we were caught up at this point in time. We had enough masks to go.
Well, we did, I think, to answer the need, but the need is not going to go away till probably the end of the year. So,
and the masks are only supposed to be used once per patient,
yeah.
And so everyone was using them for an entire day in a shift, so we still have a lot to make up in order to get doctors and nurses back up to the real protocol. They had to change
the
protocol.
These are the other songs that were playing during the tour. The Animals' House of the Rising Sun, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA, and The Eye of the Tiger from Survivor. I don't know.
Kind of
who
like
is the Honeywell
my iPod,
factory
which is
DJ? Who is the DJ there? Because it's terrible.
Yeah, who was the guy that used to work here? DJ Adam. Mm-hmm.
Right, the wedding DJ, yeah.
Maybe it had to do with him, Trump, not wearing a mask in there, Live and Let Die. Maybe that, who knows what it was. But I thought that was kind of interesting. All
he
right,
did have
so
the
let's,
goggles on, though, which was exciting.
He did have the goggles on. Is that a good look for him?
Well, I don't know if goggles are a great look for anybody, but I guess there was like a little bit of controversy. Why wasn't he wearing a mask? Apparently, it's not a mask facility, but you do have to wear goggles when you're in there. So that's why he was wearing goggles. And
well, your eyes are a lot more susceptible to catching the virus than your nose or your mouth, according to Dr. Jack. So it makes sense.
What other states, whatever, how close are we to reopening? I think, once again, to be right up front, reopening. And the question as to whether it's worth the lives that will be, are they going to be lost? Will they be lost anyway? That's the question, and there's not going to be any
Trump
answer.
Trump talked about it yesterday. He said there's going to be more death.
There will be.
Country, yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to figure out, you know, if it's better to just stay home or if it's, if we
it's
have to figure
to
out.
Up.
I mean, it really is, it's like an experiment. You're going to have to see what is going to be able to be done safely. And if it's not, we'll make modifications. And if it is, then we push forward a little more. And I think that people don't like that uncertainty, but it really is the ultimate experiment right now.
The murder hornet, which we talked about, I think, the other day on Monday, the introduction of the murder hornet to America. Whether it came from China, it was on a boat that came from China, but there were some who said that it originated in India or some other place. It doesn't make much difference. It's just
I think the Chinese said it came from India.
Right.
I think they're the ones who started that
and
rumor.
It totally wasn't created in a lab or a website.
Exactly.
Fine. Okay, all right. So there we have that.
Did you see that disgusting video of it, of the murder hornets eating the mouse?
I don't want to see that.
I couldn't
it went
watch
viral.
It. It was
gross. I only saw a still of it, and I just, ugh. Gross. Yeah.
They could take that thing down fast, though.
What are they gonna do to get rid of it? What's their way to not have to deal with it? Anybody know yet?
I think we're gonna have to stay home for
another year.
We have to send people home. More shutdown.
Can we choose who it eats? Maybe that's where you can maybe program it to eat certain. It's so gross to look at and so dangerous.
Apparently, they
frankly.
Eat them in Japan. They're like a delicacy.
They eat them.
Yeah, but you know what else? They kill on average 50 people a year in Japan.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that's just from eating. That's from being stung by them.
Eat or be eaten, I guess. Right.
Right.
Really.
Oof.
Oof. Yeah. Exactly. Oof. So, who is wearing masks? The people in. You said the House came back this week, Jennifer, right? But the Senate's not?
No.
Oh, no. The Senate's back and the House is not. So are they wearing masks?
Some of them are. I've seen them wearing masks. They're doing distancing. They've actually been doing a confirmation hearing for former Representative Radcliffe. He's going to be confirmed most likely to head up the DNI. And so during the confirmation hearing, it doesn't look the same. They bring in each senator when it's their time to ask questions, and the rest of the time they have to watch it in their own office. So it's not like we normally see with the firing squad type panel where everybody gets to shout out their questions. It's a lot different, actually.
Yeah. All right. So there are people in the government who want to take the Small Business Administration to task. I think I understand the concern here. I think a couple of guys were arrested yesterday, right? The first fraud case where the PPP loan
they
program.
They said they had a bunch of employees at four different companies that didn't even exist. Right.
So how many other people said the same thing? Right. If there's no verification.
Well, especially with the emergency loan, this is less about the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan, and more about the EIDL, which is the emergency loan from the SBA.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to get money into small businesses quickly, you could apply for $1,000 per employee that you have on the payroll. And so they sent all that money out. Now they're going through verifications to see who didn't tell the truth. And they're finding these cases of fraud now. That was actually, and this is where I think the SBA has done a better job than the banks. I applied for both. And we received our emergency funding much faster. I mean, we're still in queue right. for Wells Fargo's payroll protection plan. So that emergency loan came through right away, and it was filed directly with the SBA, and it took out the banks in between, and that made a huge difference.
I applied for both of them too, and it didn't happen that way with me. Excuse me, Victoria.
The other thing that's really unfortunate, I don't know if you guys saw this story, but now it's kind of coming out that a lot of bots were used by larger companies to
what
basically...
What does that mean? What's a bot?
Well, so here's the best example. When you go on Ticketmaster or Live Nation to buy concert tickets, you're a single human being going on trying to buy tickets to see Beyonce, and all the tickets are sold out, it's because bots have already gone in and have already purchased all those tickets. Well, that's what happened with the SBA loans, too. There were larger companies that used bots to go in and basically kick the actual small mom-and-pop businesses back to the back of the line. So if I go on Ticketmaster, I can't compete against a bunch of bots, you know, there to get a ticket. And so it's the same thing that happened with SBA, and it's really unfortunate. So it's a mess. The whole thing is a mess.
Yeah, it really is a mess. So then, under the circumstances, the whole where we are now. Let's assess where we are and where we're kind of going with all of this. I guess that some people think we ought to open. I'm one of them. Open up, and you know, we take the consequences because I think the consequences. Somebody said to me, "Well, what? How dare you? Valuing money over life." No.
Yeah. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of being called a murderer because I support reopening, because I don't want anybody to get this. I don't want anybody that I know or love or don't know and love to get this. But I also recognize the really scary, long-lasting, long-term impacts that staying at home has. And I feel like we can do both. I feel like we are a country smart enough with enough ingenuity to be able to figure this out.
They don't bear out the, frankly, as heartless as it may sound, the price that we're paying in terms of people who are alive. Do you know how many people have committed suicide since this started who run small businesses?
Oh, yeah, and the opioid issue has just blown up.
And, oh, my God.
Opioids were actually finally, for the first time in decades, on the decline.
Yep.
And now, I mean, blowing up again, the usage. It's crazy.
So who's the fellow that the president picked, Jennifer, to be the coronavirus inspector general? And what does the inspector general for the corona, what is this guy going to do? What is this about?
Oversee, I think, all of the operations.
Is this back to the SBA or all of it?
I think all of it. For the coronavirus, I think for everything that's related to it, as far as I can tell, they're going to be looking at not only the way the information was disseminated, but also the way the money, I think, was distributed, not only to states, but to independents. So I think it's for everything, actually.
Mm-hmm. You saw that the fellow who was kind of the whistleblower on all of this, failure to prepare and trying to get quick fixes and talking about it. The guy's name is Dr. Rick Bright, director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, said he was reassigned because he resisted political pressure to allow widespread use of the malaria drug and the Z-Pak, which is something that I've been on since the beginning. Dr. Ken's been on it from the beginning. There are all kinds of things that are being addressed here, but you still can't walk away from the fact that it worked 96% of the time to save people's lives. So were there people who went down the drain because it was maybe used improperly or on the wrong people? Yep. But look at all the people on the other side. But why can't we see the other side? How many people were saved by having this concoction?
Well, we don't know the numbers really on that yet. That's the problem, is that we were in such a panic and so ill-prepared for this that we weren't even able to run any proper studies on this yet. You know, where the conditions are really controlled, you know, like a true scientific study.
That would have been possible, though.
That's part of the problem. Study? Yeah, so we can all guess and speculate and say, you know, there are more reports now coming out of Europe that say that some of the stuff in that first French scientist report were kind of bogus. So who knows what to believe?
Yeah. So those people who were saying that are the people who didn't want it in the first place. I believe Ken.
There are some studies that came out of Ireland. They tried it, and it has not been the success. They have not been able to replicate that guy.
But
the French scientist.
But did people survive because it was used? Did more people survive?
We don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. Rita Wilson said, too, she took hydroxychloroquine in Australia. She had horrible side effects.
She didn't take the Z-Pak.
She had the whole thing. Yeah, she did.
That's not what I saw. Anyway.
Well, anyway, but she said...
Who do you believe? Yeah.
Right, but she made a good point. Who knows if I was already over the fever and on my way back to recovery, or if it was the thing that pushed me over the edge? There's no way to know. And that's where we're still in this gray area.
Kind of stuck. Here's an area that's not gray. Science, medicine, all tell us the same thing about vitamin D, that vitamin D is very important. It supports your good health and your immune system better than probably anything else. So why are so many Americans deficient, don't have enough vitamin D? Well, there's no reason that really, I mean, I've had been taking vitamin D supplements for years. I'm on the sun, and I still am short. So I'm right on this new Purity Products Advanced Vitamin D product. It's doctor-formulated, validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3. Plus, there are other things in it like magnesium, zinc, boron that are great for your immune system as well. Best of all, you can try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for $19.95 for 1 month supply. And when you order right now at PurityD.com, use the DJV code, you get free shipping and a free bottle, free month supply of Ultra Pure Fish Oil. So, use that code DJV. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D. Go to PurityD.com and get the product for $19.95. You're also going to, it's PURITYD.com. That's where you go. All right. 21 after the hour here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For me, this lady is a perfect example of what happens to you in your career, even though she's had a fabulous career in movies, music. But because she is so political, I think she could have gone even to greater heights had she not worn her politics on her sleeve. Not criticizing her.
Some Tonys, Grammys, Oscars.
Oh, yeah, right. But
what else could she have done?
I don't know.
She sells out in seconds anywhere she decides to have a concert. I don't know how much bigger you can get than Barbara Streisand.
Well, I just think that in
I know you don't agree with her politics, but
well, it's not that.
That hasn't stopped other people.
I'm not making, that's not my point, Victoria. My point is, in any circumstances where somebody is very popular and very successful, could they be more so if they didn't wear... I know a lot of people that won't buy her music because of her politics. Not necessarily me. I think I like her.
I don't think it's enough that it made a dent.
Well, I don't know how we measure that. It's kind of like a virus. I just think that it's kind of an interesting thing to look at. See, and people just turn their nose up in disgust with her. I think that's ridiculous. Frankly, she's a great performer. Great actress, great singer. She has graced the stage of the Emmy Awards in 2001 to sing You'll Never Walk Alone following the tragedy in September at September 11th. I remember that actually very well. And now, almost two decades later, she has lent her vocals again to the same song, but for the coronavirus pandemic. Let's hear how this sounds, because it's a great song anyway. One of those songs that brings tears to my eyes, Victoria.
I actually don't even know this song, but...
Don't you? From The Man of La Mancha? Oh, my
no.
God, what a great, fabulous song. Play it, Phil, so Victoria can enjoy it. Oh, fabulous. I'm surprised you don't know this song.
I've never seen Man of La Mancha.
Really?
I know To Dream the Impossible Dream, but that's it.
Yeah, Never Walk Alone. All right, anyway, this song is posted at the beginning of our YouTube montage video. Our hopeful anthem plays in the background. She threads together heartbreaking images of some of the medical workers and the incidents, the looks on their faces from their masks, and then people on the front line protesting for more personal protective equipment, signs that say we are at war, we need armor to win. We are at war. We are. Actually, it's a two-front war. We're at war with the virus, and we have a psychological war going on with the people who are responsible for it. And I think there's no denying that. So if you've never heard this song, find it. There are a number of different covers for it. But the song, its message, just is fabulous. Anyway. And I'm wrong. It isn't Man of La Mancha. It's another Rodgers and Hammerstein. Let me look it up, because I want you to have the right information. Meanwhile, at 26 after the hour, the music portion of this hour, is a... Yeah, right. Moving. It's a good blend. You could be one of those disc jockeys, Phil. Whitney Houston is being heard in the background. The story here is about a guitar from Prince's prime and some other items up for sale. Beatles lyrics sketched out by McCartney. Items going up for auction at a major music artifact sale. Julian's Auctions announcing that it was going to auction on June 19th and 20th in Beverly Hills. It's an online auction. 1984 Blue Cloud custom guitar made for Prince that he played in his prime period following Purple Rain. The auctioneer calls the instrument with Prince's love symbol on it one of the most important guitars from the early years of Prince's career ever to come to auction. It'll fetch between 100 and 200 grand. I'm betting it'll bring in more than that. What do you think?
Sure. Absolutely.
Purple suit, a pendant, pair of boots from Prince also being on sale. Page from McCartney's handwritten lyrics featuring crossouts, revisions, and drafts of lines from the song Maxwell's Silver Hammer. And from the Beatles' 69 album, Abbey Road. That sheet will go from $200 to $300 grand, maybe more. And there's also memorabilia from Madonna, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Johnny Cash, Jim Morrison, the Rolling Stones, Queen, and David Bowie at this auction June 19th and 20th in Beverly Hills. So there's the story. That's quite a... I know, you know, having money to throw around like that would be nice.
Hey, people come up with it and they spend big bucks.
Oh, yeah, man, this stuff goes for a lot of money. What do you do with it? You hang it on your wall and say, look, there's Prince's guitar. Okay, so what? All right, 29 at the hour here on the DJB program. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318 to make $5,000 back from your tax return.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America inching towards getting its economy running again, according to President Trump, who spoke at a Honeywell manufacturing facility in Arizona yesterday. He said the nation has reached the next stage of the battle against COVID-19, and he said it's part of a safe and gradual reopening plan. President Trump also saying the pandemic and the need for things like masks and other medical equipment highlights the importance of bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States.
In recent decades, Washington politicians allowed our independence to be offshored, outsourced, and ceded to foreign countries, but we're taking it back.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says the vast majority of evidence indicates the virus was natural and not man-made and was not intentionally released, as some have suggested. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The annual National Day of Prayer events will go forward tomorrow in a different way than normal, of course, because of the pandemic. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The virtual event will be celebrated across the nation, featuring special guests such as Secretary of State Michael Pompeo as the country pauses for prayer in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in suburban Dallas tells us this year's National Day of Prayer is coming at a critical time.
We, you know, hear anecdotally about this, but now the facts are coming in, and whether it's domestic violence, divorce, drug abuse, anxiety, depression, all of these psychological problems people are facing, people need God. They need hope. They need prayer.
The National Day of Prayer began with John Hancock in 1775. I'm John Clemens.
And a Dallas salon owner spending a week in jail after refusing to apologize for opening her business in violation of county restrictions. A judge telling Shelley Luther that she could avoid jail if she would simply pay a fine, close down until Friday, and apologize for reopening the salon ahead of time, but Luther told the judge she didn't consider it selfish to want to feed her kids. The judge found Luther guilty of contempt of court. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Love that chicken!
Love that.
All right, 34 at the hour now in the DJV Wednesday program. Victoria wants to sing this song, so help yourself.
It's I don't want to sing the song, but it is trending. It is trending. Yeah. Love That Chicken jingle is trending. That's Popeye's Chicken, of course, the national chain. And the reason it's trending is because they want to help out out-of-work musicians. And so what they want to do, because, look, we know how many musicians' livelihoods have been hit just as hard as so many other different sectors of our economy. And so Popeye's has announced they're one of the largest chicken chains in the country. They've announced a new competition that will help several singers and songwriters make some extra cash while they're stuck at home. The competition will not only pay out-of-work musicians, but also provide some major exposure by letting them re-record the chain's Love That Chicken jingle. Yeah. And so they are famous for their viral fried chicken sandwich, which everybody seems to love. And so they're
asking, ever had it? Is it any good? I've never had it.
I have had it. It's not bad. It's got pickles on it. And yeah, it's a fried chicken sandwich with pickles and has a special...
At Popeye's. Yeah, I thought Popeye's wasn't that good. It was not as good as Kentucky Fried Chicken, or is it? I mean, they're...
I don't know. I haven't had KFC in so long. I don't know. I've had Popeye's once or twice, and it's not bad.
Okay.
So they're originally from Louisiana, and so that's why the original Love That Jingle or Love That Chicken jingle is got lots of horns and that Louisiana jazz New Orleans sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took out a full-page ad in the Times-Picayune down in New Orleans, and they're calling out all eligible musicians. You have to re-record the jingle on your own and then submit it, and then they're going to have some voting done by the committee, and then they're going to release it
fun.
To the public.
Get
yeah.
some,
then,
can we get some audio from it and play it on the air? That'd be fun.
Well, we're certain we're going to know who the winner is. It's hashtag Love That Jingle campaign, and so they're going to. You can demo your jingle. You submit it by May 18th, and the winners will be announced by May 25th. And so we will be hearing probably of the last, you know, maybe the top five who make it all the way. And so that's and then they're going to get a cash prize, too. So
good.
It's great. Yeah, it's going to be good exposure because just imagine, you know, you can do a lot with a jingle. And a lot of people have home studios and a lot of free time.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I bet you somebody will do a version of that, some alternative version of that for the Popeye's jingle.
Oh,
all right, let's talk a little bit more. There it is, right. Death. I live in a garbage can, toot-toot. I eat all my spinach and fights to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. So Victoria doesn't have a clue. Your mother does, though, as to that, which
I
brings me around.
I know what Popeye is.
You do? But that song, you know that from the, you know, that
of
song?
Of course,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you
I'm
didn't
not
know
an
what,
alien. Everybody
wait a
knows
second.
Popeye.
But you didn't know what Just the Facts came from.
Because that's from, that's, like, what, the
no.
50s?
Well, wait, where do you think Popeye came from? Popeye,
yeah, Popeye
was
is a children's cartoon that has, and it was also a movie in the 90s or the late 80s with Robin Williams.
Robin Williams,
that's
yeah.
been around, yeah, so I mean, everybody knows Popeye.
I still can't believe you don't know, and your mother had to tell you where that phrase, just the facts, man.
Okay, so here's the backstory of it. Governor Cuomo last week said that during one of his briefings, he said, just the facts, ma'am. And he said, I said that to my three daughters, and they said, Dad, nobody knows what that is, so don't bother saying it. And he goes, I'm going to say it anyway. And so I said to my mom, what is that? And so I said, I'm like his daughters. I guess I don't know what it means, what it is or where it's from.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so then my mom said it's from some TV show.
Dragnet.
And you knew what it was, too. Yeah.
Jack Webb starred in Dragnet. Look it up. You'll see, and you actually, there'll be plenty of video with it and audio.
My mom said
him
in the show, the I guess he was a detective.
Yes.
And so he would go and interview witnesses, and then they would go on this, like, long, winding thing.
Like I do.
Talking about the airlines. Yeah. and then he would jump in and say, just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts. And his Harry, what was the guy's name? Harry was there. He was the general in MASH, but he was his partner on Dragnet. Harry, I can see his name, I'll find it, was his partner. All right, so a couple of other pop quiz items here from pop culture. I made a mistake. First one I made this year, but I caught myself. I made reference to the Impossible Dream. Well, we played Barbara Streisand's version of You'll Never Walk Alone. No, it wasn't me. It was, what was it? What was the song we just did? It was
You'll
Never Walk Alone.
Okay. Yeah.
That came from Carousel.
And I said I had not seen, okay, I've never seen that either. I know Men of La Mancha. I know a few of the songs from
The
Men
Impossible
of La
Dream.
Yeah, that's
the big
one.
From.
Right.
Right, yeah. So an equally big song from an equally big show. So you got Carousel and You'll Never Walk Alone, and then you have The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha. All of them, both of them have been covered many, 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 many times by great artists. As far as You'll Never Walk Alone is concerned, Jerry and the Pacemakers had a pop hit of it in the 60s. Elvis does a fabulous, oh my God. If you've never heard Elvis sing You'll Never Walk Alone, the Celtic Women have done a great version of it. Andre, I never can pronounce it. Is it Row? How do you pronounce it? Huh? What is his name?
Andrea Bocelli, I'm guessing.
R-I-E-U. He's all over the big Italian guy. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know
him if you saw him. Josh Groban has one. Just fabulous, fabulous stuff. So there, you can be inspired by that. Speaking of inspiration, today, I suppose this is kind of a backwards celebration in a manner of speaking. As you know, I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, which interestingly or sadly enough has been, it has lots going for it. It's well known for lots of reasons. The headquarters of Staples and Bose and TJ Maxx. We also have the distinction, well, we have the Framingham Heart Study. We also have the distinction of having the most cases of coronavirus in the state. I'm not sure why, other than that. Remember, we talked about how it got started. Yeah, the bioconference,
right?
That was held here. Yeah.
There are a few people in New Jersey who died from that, from after being at that conference.
Right, yeah. So today, the Air National Guard F-15 fighter jets from the 104th Fighter Wing, which is based in Western Massachusetts at Chicopee Base there, are going to be flying over Framingham and a couple of other there. They're going to fly over Springfield, pretty much come due east, fly over Framingham and a couple of other communities where we've had real problems. It's sort of called Operation American Resolve, and apparently this is going to take place at other communities, and the Air Force is going to send up the jets and sort of a nationwide salute to all types of workers responding to the crisis.
It didn't go over that well in New York because...
Well, I wondered. I thought, was that last week?
Yeah.
And why? What was the controversy about it there? Remind me.
Well,
I've forgotten.
The controversy was it was supposed to be, and I have no problem. I think it's a fabulous, like, I get goosebumps. I love seeing the Thunderbird. Like, I love it. But it was so ill-timed because it came from Washington. They didn't coordinate with New York. It was supposed to be this big patriotic tribute to the doctors and nurses. The doctors and nurses were in the middle of a shift. They weren't even able to see it.
Outside.
And then the doctors and nurses got really extra upset because all the people went out and congregated and no one practiced social distancing. So it's like if you're trying to pay tribute to the doctors and nurses, stay at home. Watch out the window. That's what the doctors want you to do. Stay at home. Don't go out and flood the streets, which is what happened. Everyone wants to look up and film it on their iPhone. And then they're in the middle of a shift, so they didn't even get to see it themselves. It was very poorly coordinated.
Yeah, awkward.
Hopefully it'll go
say.
Better for you guys in Framingham.
All right, so we were talking a little bit of food news here. The Wendy's chain announced yesterday they were out of beef, or at least because of the national meat shortage, it's hit Wendy's harder than it has pretty much all the other fast food chains.
Yeah.
About 18% of the Wendy's restaurants aren't serving hamburgers. So Wendy's hamburger joint is no longer a hamburger joint. And mark my words, this is going to be the beginning of a huge problem here because of who controls the meat-based items in your grocery store. Now, we're back to the Chinese again. This is something most people don't know. China owns Smithfield, the sausage producer, and all the means of supply. They are now into Tyson Foods. I think they bought 40% of it or something so they could get good chicken back in China because they have no good pork and they have no good chicken. So they're coming in here and we're letting them buy into our...
That has got to change.
It has to stop.
That has to change. We should not have any foreign ownership in any of our food supply.
None.
It just should not happen.
No. Uh-uh.
But you know what? Here's the upside for Wendy's, which a lot of people aren't thinking about right now. So basically, if you're in Ohio, Michigan, and New York, 30% of the Wendy's are completely out of beef. Arizona, Nevada, and Louisiana, they say they're not affected. Maybe they will be in the future. Who knows? But the reason that this is hitting Wendy's and not hitting Burger King or McDonald's or Arby's or anybody else is because Wendy's actually uses fresh beef.
Fresh, right.
So I don't eat meat personally. I know you don't either, Doug. But if I was someone who enjoyed fast food or had choices, like along a rest stop, I'd be going to the place that uses the fresh beef, not the places that just use the soy mixed in. You know, McDonald's hamburgers are like half soy, and which is not good for you. And they're all frozen. So, like, this is a little
all,
bit of
way,
feather in their
come
cap
from one,
to Wendy's.
They come from one plant. They have... I've explained this because I know how it works with the Farmers Live Animal Market exchanges around the country, which basically are the clearinghouse for old cows and beefers that are going to go to slaughter. And Wendy's does it. Well, they used to, but they don't do it anymore. But McDonald's and Burger King, more McDonald's than anybody else, have huge buying facilities, and they haul the beef to a couple of different locations. They buy it at all these markets around the country, and they put them on trucks, and they haul them to the slaughterhouses that then feed their processing plants to make the hamburger that you get. The hamburger is not, I don't even know where the hamburger comes from on a cow normally, but the hamburger from the cows you get, the old cows that are sick or, you know, McDonald's will try to tell you that's not what they're buying, but I've seen it and I know what they're buying. And so they kill the old cows and grind up all the meat, and that's their hamburger. And they use millions of tons of this stuff every year.
They use a lot of soy filler, too, to stretch it. How else can you buy a 99-cent hamburger, you know? I mean, you have to know you're buying 50% soy filler.
Yep. And one other item here, the USDA is going to buy $470 million worth of surplus food from farmers because they're trying to get it spread around. Horses behind Sonny Perdue, who's the ag secretary, says American farmers and ranchers have experienced a dislocated supply chain. Duh. You think?
So here's my question. Yeah. I agree with this, with them, with the government buying this. I agree with that. They're going to spend $120 million on dairy products, $70 million on fish, and $50 million on potatoes. Okay, great. We don't want to see any of this food go to waste. It's going to go to food banks. But they're not purchasing until the third quarter of this year. Yeah. Why are they waiting so long? All the food
right now
is going to be dumped in the meantime.
Yeah.
Why are they not doing it now? I don't get it.
If you go to Facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see a picture of a farm where a farmer was dumping his excess milk out into the pasture, just throwing it away.
Yeah.
Now he's decided to process it on his own. Did you see this, Victoria?
No, but that's great.
Yeah. And the lines for people, they get sold out every single day. It's like me with the ice cream. People want local and fresh, and now they're figuring
it
out.
Remember we talked about the milkman is back?
Yeah.
A lot of people are finding where their local dairy farm is.
Well, you guys, there's dairy up in upstate New York that's taking excess milk to make cheese and selling it or giving it to food banks. I'm not sure what of the two they're doing it. A lively run dairy in upstate, it's I think Ithaca, or up in that area, the lake area of New York, taking all the milk they can find and making cheese, and they're sending it to food banks.
Which is great. Food banks are so desperate for supplies right now.
Yep.
I just don't understand why the government is waiting until the third quarter of this
makes
year.
Sonny Perdue has got his head up his banana. It's just, all right, let's talk about your life and how healthy you are and how, you know, maybe you've had too many hamburgers. Maybe you put on a few pounds, too much pizza, whatever it is. Time for you to shake it. And so Mother's Day is around the corner. You want to help her out? Go to toploss.com and order a supply of Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural, stimulant-free, no drugs, none of that stuff. You've heard me talk about this now. I'm going on 3 years promoting this product because it works. They've been in business for 24 years, and they wouldn't have stayed in business if this didn't work. They didn't have an 86% success rate. It wouldn't be a big deal, but it is a big deal, and you can make it a big deal. Easy to lose weight. Take 4 capsules before you go to bed and call me in the morning, kind of. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. No shipping charges. You can buy 3 and get 3 free. That's all the deal right now. Save yourself. And, you know, mothers are important. So get this for your mom, too, if she's overweight. At Toploss.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a very well-known theme. Once in a while when Chucker's here, we have to guess on some of the themes and try to figure out what they are, and then he tells us what the meaning is and why we are playing it. This is the theme from the television show ER, which is where George Clooney gets started. All right, Chucker, what's the story here?
George Clooney's birthday today, Doug, 59 years of age.
Really? 59?
Yeah. Wow. Really, his claim to fame, and he bounced around early on with a lot of different roles, did not really make a name for himself, and then until ER in 1994. That show ran from 94, Doug, to 2009, 331 episodes, 116 Emmys. I love that.
I'm looking, his success, I think, on ER was his chemistry with Juliana Margulies. I think that was
They were all good. She was good. I always thought that was Anthony Edwards' show at the end of the day. I thought he was the best character in the most greedy character.
Good.
Yeah, I love Clooney on that. I loved all of them. Noah Wiley, Eric LaSalle, all really good on that show.
When that show first
aired, the first few years, some of those episodes pulled in 40, 50 million viewers a week. That's how popular it was Thursday night, 10 p.m. You're never going to get a network show to do anything like that ever. Again, there's just too much diversity in the streaming marketplace for anything to ever do that.
You know, thinking about the movies that he's done, the ones we like to see, The Monument Men,
I thought that was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah. Tomorrowland, Our Brand is Crisis, Hail Caesar was stupid.
Let me just preface. I don't like the stuff he's done with the Coen brothers. He likes to do the goofy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like him in that stuff.
No.
I like The Perfect Storm a lot. That's probably the most accessible.
Gravity was good.
Up in the Air was good.
Argo. Oh, Up in the Air was great.
And he did. Listen, when he was doing ER, He did a horror movie called From Dusk Till Dawn for Robert Rodriguez directed. Quentin Tarantino wrote it. And that movie has a huge cult following. I like that film a lot. I wish, personally, and I like Clooney, but I wish his career was a little different. He should have been, like, the lead in the Planet of the Apes remake. He would have been perfect.
Huh?
But I wish he would have followed a more Charlton Heston trajectory, because I just think he's a certain type movie star.
Yeah.
I don't think he did enough roles to really...
They should do another Oceans movie. Those guys were so
amazing in the Oceans movies.
The chemistry with those guys. You know, the scene at the end, is it the second one that Michael Douglas' wife is in? Why do I never remember her
name?
Catherine Zeta-Jones, yeah. So that movie, at the end, there's about 3 minutes worth of supposedly them at the end of the heist. That was their party at the end of the house. And, in fact, it was the party that closed the movie. It wasn't, at the end of a movie, they always have a cast sort of dinner movie, a party, cast party. Mm-hmm. And that that stuff at the end of the movie was actually taken from the cast party, not as a, it was really kind of
interesting. You can't do that anymore, social distancing, so you can't do that. So,
okay.
That'll be one for the time capsule, right?
Right. I know. I look at some of these other... Leatherheads movie was kind of a weird...
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, thing. Yeah.
My favorite movie that he ever did was very early on in his movie career with Jennifer Lopez. I think it was called Out of Sight.
That's a great movie.
Really good film.
With Don Cheadle is in it. And
Ving Rhames is in it. Yeah. That's a good movie. You're right.
She's in it too, from How to Get Away with Murder. She's fabulous in it too. Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah. And you know, another good movie from him, I thought, was Good Night and Good Luck, which he produced.
Yes.
The story of...
I think he directed that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He did.
The Anchorman.
That was a TV movie.
Yeah, but it was really good, Chucker. It was fabulous.
Yeah, no, I know. I guess it's just me. I'd like to see him doing star in a remake of Earthquake. I don't know.
Three Kings?
I look at it.
Was a good movie? I thought Three Kings was a good movie. Didn't you?
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, it was.
Right.
Nice to Mark Wahlberg, him.
You always liked him as Batman, too. He was, even though it was kind of corny in that Batman movie. Right.
Yeah. Well, he was told to play Batman because he was hot off ER and Warner Brothers wanted to make him a big movie star. So there was an opening after Val Kilmer left to play Batman. But the material was so juvenile, and not that he was bad in it, because he's not bad in it. It's just
bad in
silly material, not adult. And it, you know, he makes fun of it to this day.
Well, does he make fun of the Return of the Killer Tomatoes, too?
No, that's because that's before he became a name in the business. It's sort of a pop culture reference that he was in that film.
Tom Cruise is going to make a movie with NASA filmed in space entirely. What do you think of that?
Wow, that should be really cool.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one thing. He's got some spine on him. There's not many people would do some of the stuff he does.
He's doing all right.
True.
Chuckers, so are you. Thank you. Chuck Curry.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.